It's a weekday morning in this large, busy downtown marketplace in Ghana's western city of Takoradi. Instead of being in school, some children are carrying baskets and trays in the market and on nearby streets hawking vegetables and fish. Despite Ghana's strong middle class, the average annual family income is only about $3,000. That means many students across Ghana live in grinding poverty and must help their families by working in the markets, on farms, or on fishing boats instead of going to school.
The thing is the livelihood issue, you know. The whole problem is money.
Mary Aziz Tunde is an anchor at the radio arm of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation in Sekondi, next door to Takoradi. She says absenteeism is not as big an issue in large cities as it is in rural and coastal villages. Aziz Tunde says for some students in those areas, it comes down to their parents giving them a choice of eating or going to school.
You help me out in the market today, we sell, we get enough money. We can buy this food, we can buy this food. But if you go to school, maybe you come home and there is no food.
Many choose the market. Local junior high math and social studies teacher Patrick Zabo says he has 10 students who miss school a lot because of economic reasons.
Their parents are not having enough money to give to them because they cannot buy their various exercise books. So some of them will have to search for money. They will not come to school for 2 or 3 days.
Nearly 25% of Ghana's annual budget goes toward education, and free public schools are available. But buying school supplies and paying school fees that may run $50 to $100 a year is a lot for poor families. Some students drop out to avoid the embarrassment of being asked to leave when they can't pay the fees. American businessman Don Felder has built schools in Ghana and paid school fees for numerous students over the years.
Their families just don't have the income. So assisting with school fees is critical. It does a lot for the students there. It keeps them in school.
On one visit to Ghana, Felder and an associate noticed that many students in a rural area miss school a lot because they did not have shoes. The associate came up with a plan to help.
He sent me back with about 125 pairs of brand new sneakers. So I called the village together and started distributing them out in the village with the kids.
Like many schools in the U.S., Ghanaian students have to wear uniforms. At this school in Accra, some of the uniforms are faded and held together with pins. Aziz Tunde says the uniform requirement prevents some from attending school.
Some get their school uniforms torn, and then they wouldn't want to go to school because it's a stone. And then your parents will say, well, at this moment, I don't have money to buy you a new shirt, so you can stay at home. But recently, government again provided free school uniforms, but one each. So if it's dirty, a child can say, I'm not in school because my shirt is dirty. I'm not in school because my shirt is torn.
Some Ghanaian teachers say absenteeism can run as high as 30% in their schools, but still, it's nowhere near the estimated 7.5 million who are chronically absent in the U.S. Ghana's Ministry of Education spokesman Paul Crumper says nationwide, less than 1% of public school students do not attend classes regularly.
We still have over 200,000 children who are not in school. Some of them find themselves in areas where there aren't educational facilities. Some of them, their parents, they would like to follow their parents to their farms.
Crumper says evening programs are being set up and new schools built to reach some of those students. He adds that absenteeism was higher when many schools operated under the half-day split shift system like this one in Sekondi. Half of the students go to school in the morning and the others in the afternoon. When students skipping classes at these schools are seen on the streets in the morning, they can easily say they attended afternoon classes and vice versa. Krumpa says 5 years ago, 4,000 of the country's nearly 23,000 schools operated under the shift system. That number has been cut in half.
This year, we are going to eliminate an additional 400 out of the 2,000. So it's a gradual process.
To reduce the number of students who miss school because of economic reasons, the government started a pilot program this year offering free lunches to attract students to school. In addition, some PTAs are helping students pay their school fees to keep them in school, and some schools have started remedial classes to help chronically absent students catch up. At this private boarding school for girls, computer teacher and director Leticia Brenya gathers her students for a class. She has as many as 90 students in some classes and says only one missed class a lot, and that was last year. However, Brenya does have an absenteeism issue involving a neighbor's 14-year-old son, who she drives to school. Recently, she found out that he had ditched school for 2 weeks straight.
We asked him what the reason was, and he had none. He just roams about, picks a car, goes to another town. Yesterday, I asked him where he went, and he told me he was at the beach, just sitting there, watching the sea.
These days, Brenya calls the school several times a day to make sure he is in class. She also bought cell phone minutes for the teacher so she can call her if he goes missing.
I have taken this responsibility to make sure that this child goes to school.
Ghana's education officials say if more teachers took that kind of interest in students, absenteeism could be significantly reduced. Teachers agree, but some also add that the government should do more to help needy parents with school cost and reduce classroom sizes so they can better determine the reasons behind their students' absences. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for WYPR in Accra, Ghana.